The Rending, a prequel to The Cost of Knowing, The Stone Cycle, by Alan N. Packer, narrated by Greg John. Chapter 1. The scythe swept back and forth, back and forth, beating time to the slow and rhythmic beat of an ancient dance. Lord Neave watched the progress of the reapers with considerable satisfaction. This year's harvest was beyond encouraging. The yield had been exceptional throughout Erestor, but the Neave ancestral lands to the north, with their rich soil and well-watered valleys, continued to be the envy of the entire region. The nobleman's reverie was interrupted by the arrival of his seneschal. The elderly retainer coughed delicately before speaking. "The Lord Asterl has arrived and wishes to speak with you, my lord," he reported, following up his comments with a stiff bow. The seneschal had been his family's chief steward for longer than Lord Neave could remember. Now an old man, the steward was much too proper to offer comment on members of the nobility, but Lord Neave could read his dour expression well enough to see that he did not approve of the visitor. "Thank you, Prowlvan," he said. The seneschal bowed again before turning on his heel and setting off for the manor house. Lord Neave sighed deeply. Then he got up and followed the steward. He arrived to find his wife waiting for him, their two-year-old son in her arms. "I've installed Asterl in the parlour," she told him. "He's in quite a state. I sent one of the servants to offer him a stiff drink," she added, rolling her eyes and shaking her head. "As always, your good sense is matched by your thoughtfulness, my lady," he replied with a smile. He paused long enough to plant affectionate kisses on both Lady Neave and his son. The nobleman headed for the parlour, less than enthusiastic about this latest interaction. He was willing to help, but he wasn't optimistic that his young neighbour would follow through on any advice he might offer. Lord Asterl had come into his inheritance barely 6 months previously, after the sudden death of his father. In that brief period he had shown himself to be both volatile and impetuous. It was a dangerous combination in a nobleman, especially when combined with the inexperience of youth. The young lord was pacing the room when his host entered. He turned to Lord Neave anxiously. "Dunridge claims I have no right to sit on Erestor's Council of Lords. He's threatening to have me thrown out. What can I do?" Tension twisted Asterl's face. So Lord Dunridge had been meddling again. Lord Neave had never trusted him. The ambitious nobleman now...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?